These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 2nd of 1920. I'm Larry Drayfall. The sheriff's posse is expected in Huntley at the Victor Meyer Milk Processing Plant. The law enforcement contingent will likely be needed when independent milk producers attempt to drop milk at the plant. Those seeking to deliver milk have dropped membership in the Milk Producers Cooperative. The members of the cooperative have ceased providing milk due to a 10-cent drop in the price of milk and are picketing at the Huntley location. Guards at the Elgin State Hospital have been charged after patients in the soldiers' ward indicated that they had been worked upon by the staff of the hospital. The guards seek patients to then attack others on the ward. The attacks have been provoked by guards on the wards. Since the charges have been made known, Superintendent R.T. Hinton has instructed Dr. P.B. Winner, Assistant Superintendent, to put older staff on the soldiers' wards. Hinton indicated the older staff would be more interested in working with the ex-military patients. The local Ford Motor Company representative, Don Hubble, announced a reduction in Ford auto prices. Runabouts would see a $45 price reduction. Sedans and coupes would drop $100 in price. A new runabout would cost about $325, the sedan about $660. Ford products set record sales in August with over 117,000 units sold. Elgin's incinerator needs to be enlarged. City Health Officer A.J. Volstruff indicated in his monthly report that increased vegetable matter collected has outstripped the capacity of the current incinerator. He urged the capacity be doubled. Those were the headline stories from Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.